East Algoma OPP have made a pair of arrests after some unusual occurrences this month. On February 17 at noon, OPP responded to a complaint of a threat in the town of Blind River. The investigation revealed that the complainant was walking eastbound along a roadway when he was chased by a blue pickup truck. The driver of the truck got out and started a confrontation during which the complainant was sprayed with Bear Mace. Approximately 2 to 3 weeks earlier, the complainant reported being pushed down by the driver of the same blue pickup truck while walking on a different street. The complainant was then assaulted with a bong and a can, sustaining injuries to the head and nose. Yesterday, Taven Kada, 18, from Blind River was arrested and charged with 2 counts of uttering threats to cause death or bodily harm, assault, 2 counts of assault with a weapon, dangerous operation of a vehicle, 2 counts of being an occupant of a vehicle knowing there was a firearm, 2 counts of knowledge of unauthorized possession of a firearm, 2 counts of possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, 2 counts of careless storage of a firearm, weapon, or prohibited device, 2 counts of driving while under suspension. Before the pickup truck was towed, police located and seized an airgun and a bolt-action rifle. Kada is scheduled to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice in Elliot Lake on April 3. While investigating the above incident, police determined that the victim was also wanted for a break and enter that occurred in early February. On February 3 at 12:30 p.m., a storage building on Lachore Street in Blind River was broken into. The suspect damaged the window of the front door and stole items, including a sweater and shoes. The stolen items were later posted on social media. Yesterday at noon, Nicholas Satro, 18, from Blind River was arrested and charged with theft under $5,000, break, enter a place with intent to commit an indictable offense, possession of property obtained by crime. Satro is scheduled to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice in Elliot Lake on April 3.